few months ago, I gathered around a fire with a few friends for a new moon burn, a time of ritualized letting go that aligned with the renewal of the moon itself. We circled around a simple fire in the backyard, each person with a different sized pile of items to release into the flames. Mine were letters from a past chapter and a past version of myself, letters and even a thin journal of notes penned by that same hand. It was time to let go. Actually, it had been time for quite a while. But like many life chapters that carry weight, we can unwittingly cling to pieces of the past, a part of us afraid to let go completely, fully, so used to these old stories. Somehow taking comfort in what is familiar, even if it's not good for us. It's said by some that the phoenix's burning day comes once every 500 years. Others say it's once in a generation, and still others say it's at the end of each and every cycle in life. A cycle not just in the life of the collective, but within one's own life. The ending of a chapter, a relationship, a job, the ending of old, old stories about yourself, stories that you're not good enough, that your life isn't as exquisitely important as everyone else's, that your voice doesn't matter, or perhaps old, old stories that once served you but no longer do. Stories encouraging you to hide your gifts, to blend in, to not speak truth to power. As we close this decade, we have a moment to let go of something a little bit deeper than every other year. And the phoenix is weighed down by a heavy load. And so what old stories are holding you back from rebirth, from singing your song? The phoenix appears across ancient cultures and mythologies. Today's story was inspired by ancient Egypt and the firebird associated with the god of the sun, Re. In the classical version of this tale, the dying phoenix places within the nest of aromatic spices an egg of myrrh in the form of sticky resin. The resin is then used to embalm the ashes, which the reborn phoenix carries back to the city of the sun, depositing the ashes on the altar in the temple of Re. This final part of the story revealing a place of importance for the ashes themselves. As the god of the sun, Re was seen as responsible for the creation of new life. The ashes then intimately, essentially connected to new life. The completeness, the totalness of the death of the phoenix, a necessary bridge to new life. Back at that new moon burn ritual around the fire a few months ago, after tossing the letters and the thin journal into the fire, I watched them burn. I watched them break down into smaller and different parts, and it wasn't just my stuff, it was everyone's stuff. One person even brought a jean jacket that needed to be let go of completely. And all of it, eventually turned to ash, even the jean jacket. And in this case, the wood ash was then lightly scattered throughout the garden and into the compost pile, an excellent source of lime and potassium. The ashes themselves offering to new life, and the cycle continuing. Nothing wasted, nothing without value. Each part of the cycle necessary for every other part. And it's not that letting go completely, fully means that this part of your life and your story somehow disappears. We are marked by the ashes. We are shaped, imprinted by what has been, but can be free from its grip, making room for new life. Jan Richardson, in her poem, Blessing the Dust, says it best. All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face toward the wind and be scattered to the four corners or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you know what the holy can do with dust? This is the day we freely say we are scorched. This is the hour we are marked by what has made it through the burning. This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes that makes its home inside the soil of the sacred earth. So let us be marked, not for sorrow. Let us be marked, not for shame. Let us be marked not for false humility or for thinking we are less than we are, but proclaiming what life can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made, and the stars that blaze in our bones and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge that we bear. We all have these old, old stories about ourselves and our lives that we have been holding on to for way too long. As we turn toward our fire communion ritual, I'd like to invite us all to take a few moments just to listen to yourself, to pay attention to your body, to invite in your lived experiences of this past year, of this past decade, and maybe even longer. What old stories are you ready to let go of? What bubbles up when you ask yourself that question? What feeling is there? What else? Those stories that would make it really hard for you to move forward on the journey you'd like to take in this new year, in this new decade. A story that needs to finally be let go of completely. There are baskets under the chairs in the center aisles with pencils and something called flash paper. It's specially treated paper that evaporates in fire. For the purpose of our ritual this morning, we'll carry the symbol of the ashes with us as the paper itself will completely disappear. So grab a piece of paper and a pencil and pass it on down to your neighbor. Once you have some clarity, I invite you to write a word or a phrase of this old story on the paper. Nobody will see it except you, the flame, and the universe. Maybe it's the story of, I'm not enough, or shame, or I'm not as good as fill in the blank of the person or people you've been comparing yourself to for too long, or a story, an old story that says, I don't deserve to be forgiven, or I don't have worth unless I accomplish X, Y, or Z. What story is finally ready to be released into the flames? I invite you to listen to your heart, listen to the longing that is there. however strange it may seem. Trust what arises without too much analyzing. Honor it. And in a moment, I'll offer you instructions about the ritual. We'll give you a few moments to reflect and write down your phrase.